This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Danger! Danger!
It's not a lineup, it's not an army, it's not a stable, and it's not a family. It's an alliance of businessmen.
Take it right.
Place to Be Nation, you're listening to the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast, featuring a different way to look at and debate the history of wrestling. And now, your co-host, the PTBN PWO two-man power trip, JT and Will.
The Dangerous Alliance would rather die than surrender to you.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 19 of the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast. I am your co-host, JT. With me, as always, my friend, my pal, my partner, and that is good old Will from Texas. William, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fabulous. I am getting ready for WrestleMania weekend, and I'm going to finally get to meet you in the flesh, man.
I know. I cannot wait. It's a big week, and it's like, it hasn't hit me fully yet that I'm going. Still four more days of work, but we got a lot planned. We got the big tailgate we'll talk about later. And yes, I'm very excited to meet you, get that big photo op so I can hang it right here in my basement and look at you now when we talk every week. So excited about that. And Will, as you know, as many listeners of the show know, we always have a producer with us who keeps time, who tells us what our games are, he reads our mail for us. And usually that's Dan McGinn, but Dan is held up at work, had to bail on us tonight. But no worries there. He can take the night off, as Sean tells Sid. And we'll let him take a break. And in his place is our good friend, of course. He is, you know him from PlayStation.com, does all our socializing of our pieces. He also participates alongside me with the Seinfeld rewatch and in the WWE Network adventure, where we're chugging along chronologically through the WWE Network. And that is, of course, the one and only Greeny, Jason Greenhouse. How you doing, Green?
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for having me. You know what? If Dan knew he wasn't going to be here, the least he could have done was clean up this office, man. There is basil poop all over the place. There are sweater vests on the floor. They smell. And he left his sack laying around here, which is not exactly as big as you think it would be.
Okay.
Whoa.
Shots fired and we like it. So, yes, Dan out, Greeny in. And Greeny's been a fan of the show since day one. So I was excited to be able to swap him in here tonight to play a producer and showrunner for us. And that means we may get some crazy games, Greeny. But even though you're here, you know, Dan usually has free reign of what he chooses. Because it is WrestleMania week, Will and I really wanted to stick with the WrestleMania theme. So we've limited your game choices. But this still allows you a lot of different ones that you can choose from. And we know you're going to get creative and mix things up. So why don't you, without any further ado, tell us what is challenge number one?
Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
Okay, guys, challenge number one is going to be the Hall of Fame game. We are going to jump ahead to Orlando of April 2017, and we are going to build the Hall of Fame class going into next year using guys who are not already in the Hall of Fame.
All right, fun game. Like we said, it is WrestleMania week, so we're going to go ahead and build out this class with the first. We'll start with the Hall of Fame, and I'm sure we'll get into some WrestleMania-themed games. So, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to quickly read who's in this Hall of Fame already. So we have the level set. We know we're not touching.
Oh, no, man.
It'll take me 2 seconds, right? It'll take me a minute. I'm going to fly through it. Andre the Giant, Arnold Skullin, Bobo Brazil, Buddy Rogers, Chief J Strongbow, Freddie Blassie, Gorilla Monsoon, James Dudley, Antonito Rocker, Ernie Ladd, George Steele, Ivan Putski, Fabulous Moolah, Grand Wizard, Pedro Morales, Michael Scicluna, Lou Albano, Jimmy Snuka, Johnny Rods, Killer Kowalski, Pat Patterson, Vincent J. McMahon, Big John Studd Morocco, Greg Valentine, Harley Race, Jesse Ventura, Junkyard Dog, Sergeant Slaughter, Superstar Billy Graham, Tito Santana, Bobby Heenan, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper, Bob Orton, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, Nikolai Volkoff, Iron Sheik, Bret Hart, Eddie Guerrero, Gene Oakland, Sensational Sherry, Vern Gagne, Tony Atlas, Dusty Rhodes, Kurt Hennig, Jerry Lawler, Nick Bockwinkel, Mr. Fuji, The Sheik, Jim Ross, Ric Flair, Peter Maivia, Rocky Johnson, Mae Young, Eddie Graham, Gordon Solie, Steve Austin, Ricky Steamboat, Bill Watts, Howard Finkel, Coco Beware, Ted DiBiase, Antonio Inoki, Wendy Richter, Maurice Mad Dog Vachon, Gorgeous George, Stu Hart, Shawn Michaels, Jim Duggan, Bob Armstrong, Sonny, Abdullah the Butcher, Mil Mascaris, Edge, Ron Simmons, Yokozuna, McFoley, Bob Backlund, Trish Stratus, Bruno Sammartino, Booker T, Ultimate Warrior, Jake Roberts, Lita, Paul Bearer, Carlos Colon, Razor Ramon, Randy Savage, Rikishi, Alundra Blaze, Larry Zbysko, Tatsumi Fujinami, and Kevin Nash.
See, that was pretty bad. Impressive. Yeah.
Right, not bad. And then the groups, Valiant Brothers, Blackjacks, Wild Samoans, Briscoes, Funks, Von Erichs, Road Warriors, Horsemen, and the Bushwhackers, celebrities, Pete Rose, Refrigerator Perry, Bob Uecker, Drew Carey, Mike Tyson, Donald Trump, Mr. T, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, and of course, Connor Mikulak. So, there you go.
All right.
All right, so here are the categories we put in place for ourselves that we're going to build this class out of. It's going to be a main eventer, a co-main eventer, someone who passed away, a celebrity, a tag team, someone from the area, so Florida in this case, and then an undercard wrestler. And then we'll name presenters and talk it out. So, what do you want to attack first here, Will?
I say we go main event first, and then we'll go down to the Florida guy if we got time.
Okay, sounds good. Who is your first main eventer you have in mind?
Oh, I was going to ask you who your first main eventer was.
It's tough. I feel like a couple of years ago this went a lot easier, like before Bruno went in, before Savage went in. Now, Buddy Rogers is in there. Lou Thez is in there, right? Is Thez? Did we say Thez?
Why not? Sure.
Thez. No,
I wasn't going to pick Thez anyway.
Well, so. He's not in, but he'd probably be my... He's dead, right? He'd probably be my dead guy versus my main eventer. I don't know. Who you got? Who's your main event guy?
You know what? I'm going to pick him not only for his wrestling, but for what he's done outside of wrestling as well. And that's DDP, Diamond Dallas Page. He is one of my two main eventers. I think he was a huge star during the Monday Night Wars. He was over. He was carrying the workload for WCW side in the war because Sting was stuck up in the rafters. And he's made a fairly decent living since, you know, doing his DDP yoga. Plus, you know, rehabilitating Jake the Snake, Scott Hall, and those guys. So I'm going to pick DDP.
Yeah, certainly.
And I know I'm a territory guy, so you wouldn't think I'd pick DDP, but I am.
Well, no, he's certainly a very worthy recipient. I think he's a guy that belongs in the Hall of Fame. I don't know if he's our closing act. I'd say he's maybe the co-main eventer.
Of course, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Right under the guy that goes right before the last one. Or you could even maybe, I mean, he's closer to undercard depending on where else we go. So I think we can slot him maybe in a couple spots depending on who else we choose. I'm thinking we're in Florida, and I think this guy's pretty much done wrestling. He's going to still be on TV a lot, and that's The Rock. I mean, biggest, you know, crossover star they've ever had, Hollywood appeal from the area, local, a guy that still is on great terms with the company. I think he's done wrestling. If he's not going to do it this year with all the movie stuff going on, I'm not sure if he wrestles again. But you know what? Even if he does, whatever. He can
see. I was going to have The Rock, but I figure he'll, before he gets into the Hall of Fame, he'll end up in a Hogan-like scandal where he has roid rage and beats up a little kid at an autograph signing.
Oh, you think so? You think The Rock's gonna fall prey to that? I don't know. Maybe. He's pretty roided up. Anyway, that's my choice. So I'm going to plug The Rock in. I like your DDP choice. What about Lex Luger? Can we talk about him for a moment?
Sure.
What are your thoughts on, you know, how do we want to look at this? Do we want to say these are guys that never have a chance to get inducted, or do we want to just kind of say we're in charge so it doesn't matter?
I say we're in charge. It doesn't matter.
All right. Then I think Lex Luger.
We can make him our dead guy or one foot in the grave guy. I don't care.
I think he's our Florida guy. I think he checks the boxes for WCW. He was a big star in Florida in the mid-80s. I think he's got good name appeal, but he's probably not going to carry the class. I think he's turned himself around. He seems to be in a good place. You never hear him in any trouble over the last, you know, half decade or so. So I think he'd be my Florida guy.
Okay, so you're going to have Lex Luger as your Florida guy. Are we doing Florida? Are we deviating off the path here? We're not going to do our other main eventer?
Yeah, we can. Well, you don't want to put DDP in that slot? Where do you want him to be? In your undercard?
No, DDP is my co-main eventer. I think he was a big enough star where he...
Oh, well, I did The Rock. He was my other one. So you want to do someone else? Go ahead, do someone else.
No. Since we did Florida, it's okay. I just...
Okay.
It's all right. So you did Lex Luger. I like Lex Luger, but I think he should have been inducted with the Horsemen, you know, when you had Barry Windham and those guys in there. You know who I'm going to pick? And it's not so much that this guy was a huge Florida legend, and he's actually more associated with Texas, but the son of the American Dream. I'm not going to pick Dusty Rhodes. I'm going to put Dustin Rhodes in there. Dustin / Gold Dust in there. I could have put him in as my undercard guy, but I think that when you look at the guys who were big in the Florida territory, okay, like Kevin Sullivan's the first one that comes to mind, okay, that is not in there, all right? Kevin Sullivan had a long career as the, you know, as the antagonist to Dusty Rhodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
He then went on, had real success as a booker in WCW. From all accounts, the guy's a wrestling genius. But I think that the association with Woman would prevent, like, Vince McMahon from putting Kevin Sullivan in. So Kevin Sullivan is my Florida guy, but I think it gets vetoed. So then I'd put Dustin Rhodes in, one of the best tag team workers of all time.
So do you think he wraps up? Do you think he wraps up his career by Mania next year?
Oh yeah, dude. Okay. I think he's got one foot out the door.
Okay,
I really do.
Well, maybe he has his big farewell match at Mania.
Unfortunately, you know. But yeah, that I, like I said, I would love to put Kevin Sullivan in, and I don't think that. I don't think the Hall of Fame is complete. At least the WWE Hall of Fame is complete without a Kevin Sullivan in there, mm-hmm. especially in Florida. But I'm going to go Dustin Rhodes.
Okay. All right. So yours so far, you have DDP and Dustin Rhodes. That's your Florida guy and your co-main eventer. I have The Rock as my main draw, and I have Lex Luger as my Florida guy. So do you want to do your other main eventer now? We can do our co-main eventers.
Yes. My other main eventer would be a guy who's main evented in WCW and WWE, another Monday Night War guy, and that's Bill Goldberg.
Yep. That's where exactly who I was going to choose.
I think Goldberg deserves to be in this type of Hall of Fame. Huge draw for a very short amount of time, but then, you know, had some, I would say, middling success. But I think you can't put DDP above Goldberg as your main eventer.
No, definitely not. No, Goldberg would have. So Goldberg's your main guy and then DDP.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like Goldberg too. I'm torn now, though, because I like your DDP choice. So I didn't feel like I could use another slot, but I'm stuck. Because I want The Rock to go in. I think Rock and Goldberg is a pretty strong 1-2 with Luger. And then...
Right. Well, who's your other guy? How about this? We'll each pick a guy, and then we'll decide which guy should go in over the other guy.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. So we got Goldberg, Rock, and then we got DDP. I'll give you a co-main eventer that I think belongs in just because of his connection with the crowd. He did have a pretty good run in the late 90s in both promotions, and that's Sid. So I think at some point, you know, just based on his legacy within the company, he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think his run from, you know, 96 to 97 in the WWF and then later on in WCW where, you know, for better or worse, he was their top guy. I think that alone is enough to get him at least in the WWE Hall of Fame, plus his other stuff that he did early on in WCW with the Horsemen and even his run in 91 to 92 with the WWF. So he's a guy I'd put in there. I think he's a soft co-main eventer, but I think he's at least on the level of like a DDP.
Like, as an opener for The Rock, I don't have a problem with it, you know?
Right. Yeah, he wouldn't be my main event guy, but he'd be my, you know, he'd be okay. Denzel's friend, as I said, he'd be on the mat. He would not be Denzel.
That's hilarious.
I see him being Denzel's friend. Speaking of, New Jack, he's an option.
He's not an option.
Okay.
He is not an option.
All right, do you want to hit our deceased wrestler next? I got a couple
sure.
of this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I have one, and I will veto any guy you pick over this guy because he needs to get his due, and that's the late, great Buddy Rose, Playboy Buddy Rose, Portland legend. I don't think they own the footage to Portland, but I don't care. They own the AWA footage, so they can always show buddy clips of Buddy Rose, but then Portland is now represented, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean – Billy Jack Haynes just sued the company. So you're not going to put Billy Jack Haynes
anyway.
In, right?
Yeah.
Exactly, right. So Buddy Rose was a main event draw. He was a great wrestler from all accounts, a scummy person. In a scummy business, he kind of took the cake as being a scummy guy. But I'm not judging him on that, right? You know, I don't care.
No, that's never been a criteria.
I don't care
so.
If he covered himself in whipped cream while driving in his van.
Or if he covered himself in powder and sold it to people as a diet. What a scam that was.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about. I think it worked. I think that was legit.
The blow away?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I knew you were going to – I knew your little WWF mind. That was the only thing you were going to mention.
Well, you already mentioned everything else. What do you want me to mention?
Mentioned the legendary battles you had with the young Kurt Hennig.
Yeah, of course.
Or,
you talked about
that. Dynamite Kid or Matt Bourne or Roddy Piper.
You get your own blow-away in mind with Buddy Rose. It's fine. No, you got all that mentioned. I'm just – when I – that was the first thing I knew about Buddy Rose. Yeah.
By far a guy who just – to me, I think it's a tragedy he's not in the Meltzer's Observer Hall of Fame. And by far one of the best wrestlers in the ring I've ever seen.
So, I mean, I think the go-to here for a lot of people is Owen Hart, obviously. When it comes to the Duty Hall of Fame, maybe people have been waiting for it. But, you know, it still seems like Martha's blocking it for, you know, her reasons. And I don't know if that's ever going to happen. My other choice, who I think would be the guy I'd go with, is Rick Rude, who I think belongs in the Hall of Fame. Obviously, a legendary WWF guy, you know, one of the most well-known from that, you know, most popular era of the late 80s, early 90s, Ravishing Rick Rude, pretty much. I think most non-fans would have at least heard of him. And then his spectacular WCW work as well, where he was fantastic in the ring and even better than he was in WWF, of course. Then you even have his stuff in Memphis and World Class, you know, tagged on there. That was all, you know, pretty high quality. And then even his little stint at the end with DX was fun and then kind of forgettable with the NWO. But I think Rude is a guy that it's unbelievable that he's not in. I mean, he didn't even die in any kind of controversial fashion. Like, I mean, there was no real...
Wait, didn't he die of like a...
Yeah, but they have other guys, like Mr. Perfect. He didn't die any differently than him, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I think that was an ode to his son. Like once Rick Rude's son starts wrestling,
okay,
he's in.
My point is, I don't think there's people that have died as curiously as Rick Rude. Even Boss Man, I mean, he died from what? He was like a big Coke guy, wasn't he? So I mean, there's other ones in there to me when you compare to Rude. I'm not advocating, you know, some of the other guys that have gone out in blazes of glory, but I think Rude is a guy that they could just explain away easily enough. First pass.
I think you're right, but I still like Buddy Rose better. He's a better wrestler. He was the head of a territory, not just a undercard guy. He was the head of a territory, so I'm picking Buddy Rose over both those guys.
Put them in as a tag team. No, I mean, I'd pick Rude over Owen just because I don't know if Owen ever gets in. And whatever.
Yeah, just full disclosure, my Hall of Fame would probably be the most non-WWE Hall of Fame ever.
Well, I mean, it's fine to get some of those guys in because they do it. I mean, they still need some WWE guy in there, which I think is why Rock, as the headliner, picks up a lot of the slack, you know what I mean? So we don't have to worry about it as much because you have Rock is the Mr. WWE, you know? So then
yeah,
the rest
fair.
You can fill in with some of these other picks that we have going on. So, all right, how about a tag team? You know, number one on my list, Demolition, but I know you're not going to agree with that.
Are you freaking kidding me?
They belong in, no. I mean, we get the Rock and Roll Express, they're not in. The Midnight Express, they're not in. High Voltage, not in. Steiner Brothers, not in. Where are you looking?
No, mine was, I wanted to put the Rock and Roll Express in, but I want the Midnight Express in because Bobby Eaton's health hasn't been too hot in the last few years. Plus, you're putting in Dennis Condrey.
This Cornette show?
You have to put in Jim Cornette. You're putting in Stan Lane. You're putting in Norvell Austin. You're putting in Randy Rose. You're putting them all in.
Well, if you put Norvell in, we already got Coco there too, so you get the PYTs in as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, by association, sure. I would have. See, the PYTs would be in the Will Hall of Fame. So I love the PYTs.
15 minutes, guys.
I think the PYTs in Memphis were amazing. But let's talk about the Midnight Express. So one of the biggest drawing tag teams of the 80s, one of the best wrestling tag teams. Bobby Eaton's one of the top 20, 30 wrestlers ever to have lived. Dennis Condrey was a great wrestler. It's amazing. Like, what's Jeff Jarrett's finisher? That stupid thing they does?
The stroke?
Stroke. Or what's it called? The Miz does it too, right? What's the Miz
Skull Crushing Finale?
All right. You know that used to be a finisher for Dennis Condrey back in like the NWA peak?
Well, didn't they do it as a team too? Did they do that as a team? The double.
I don't
one?
Know. I don't remember a double.
I know the head shrinkers. The Samoans used to do it. I don't know if the Express did it too.
But no, I know Dennis Condrey used to finish jobbers off with that in the ring, and it was first time I'd ever seen it. And then when I started seeing Jeff Jarrett, dude, I was like, oh man, you know, because you know Jarrett's from Memphis and Condrey worked Memphis. So I was like, man, he stole that from Dennis Condrey. But I would put him in. You have to put Jim Cornette in. Of course, you let.
Oh,
Jim
I think
Cornette
they'd put him in. I'm curious if he would show.
I think he would because, based off his appearance, he could make more money.
True.
You know what I mean? So he plays nice for 5 minutes, and then he shits on everybody afterwards and alienates himself. That's what he does. That's what Jim Cornette would do. But, no, of course he deserves to be in. And you let Randy Rose talk. I don't even know if I've ever heard Randy Rose talk. But I don't care, you know. I think Norvell's still alive. You put Norvell in, too, because I think he worked when they were doing the trio, Midnight Express. So with Rose and Condrey, maybe in Alabama, which is it's really close to Florida. So I could see him doing something like that. That's who I would put. I would put the Midnight Express in, all of them, every single one of them, you know. And I think Stan Lane lives in Florida, right? So he could have easily been our Florida guy.
He's going to take the boat guy. Over and announce it on his way over.
He could have been our Florida guy, you know. So
Steve Kern could be our Florida guy. We'll put Skinner in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd put Steve Kern and Stan Lane as the Fabulous Ones.
Could do that, too.
They were trailblazers, man. Fabulous Ones were awesome. They're one of my top five, top ten tag teams, American tag teams.
All right. So. I'm down with the Express. I mean, I do think Demolition belongs in a WWE Hall of Fame at some point. I mean, they were the first three-time champions, super, super over. Yeah, whatever. You can make all your fart noises you want, but they were a big deal at that time, and... as much as you hate them, it's hard to say.
Are you sure I can make them all I want? You give me permission?
I'm giving you permission to fart all you want. Yes, that's fine. Fart left and right. I know Green is on the demolition train with me. But so anyway, the Express were on my list, though. So I'm perfectly willing to say that they absolutely strongly belong in. What do you think of the Steiners? Do you think they get in?
I don't care, man. I don't care about the Steiners. But, you know, hey, just full disclosure, I don't do this show with you for your good taste. That's all I'm going to say. But, no, the Steiners, let's see. You could put them in, and it wouldn't be, like, embarrassing to put them in the WWE Hall of Fame. But I'd much rather see Rock and Roll Express, Midnight Express, long before I see the Steiners in.
Right. I just meant they're... You know, them as a potential entry, or would you do Scott on his own, or do you think the Steiners belong in more as a team?
No, definitely as a team. I don't think Scott Steiner, I mean, he was a headliner when WCW was at its lowest peak.
Yeah.
Or lowest, not, what's the opposite of peak? Valley.
Nader. You know? Nader, however you say it. Ralph Nader.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Where's he? He might have won this election. They, I do think that, yeah, I think if you put the Steiners in as a team, it captures everything, and that kind of includes Scott's solo stuff. I think.
Do you put them in Florida? You know, like, when, I don't know, maybe Atlanta, maybe, you know, for the WCW rep, which is where they really made their name. Or you put them in Detroit because they're from Detroit.
Yeah, I'd say Detroit, or if they ever happen to be, like, there's rumors they may go to Minnesota, so it's kind of near Detroit. You know, if you're looking for a tag team.
Well, same thing with Demolition, right? Like, one of the worst wrestlers ever, Bill Eadie, he is from Minnesota. So, like, you'd put him there. You'd put Rick Rude in Minnesota.
Yeah, Rude is a gimme. Maybe we should have done two of these. We should have done Orlando and Minnesota. I think Rude is a gimme in Minnesota. I think that's a no-brainer. Is Arn in on his own, or is he only in the Horsemen?
Only in the Horsemen.
Yeah. You could argue him on his own in Minnesota, too.
Okay. Well, let's move on to our next category, undercard guy. Who do you have for your undercard?
Arn Anderson. I think Arn Anderson, that's it. I convinced myself. I think he should go in on his own.
Well, make a case for Arn as a singles guy.
Yeah, because
he's already in. No, but he's already in for the Horsemen.
All right, I think it's
work. Make a case for Arn the singles guy.
Sure, his tag work with the Brainbusters in the year he was away from the Horsemen. Sure, still with Tully Blanchard, but still had a fantastic year in the WWF there, won the tag titles. Went back, had the series we loved, some of the stuff in 94, of course, William Regal. I mean, he wasn't in the Horsemen during that year. His feud with Ric Flair in 95, that was pre-Horsemen. So, you know, he had some big matches with Hogan on Nitro, where he beat him twice in a row, even though he didn't pin him. Those were big deals. He held singles titles. He had his great Dangerous Alliance work, you know, or... stable that we're named after. So yeah, I think he's you know, even before the Horseman, you know, wasn't he national champion or whatever, or TV champion before the Horseman in 85 or 80? Was he when he was with JJ? Wasn't that? Am I misremembering that?
Are you talking about when he worked in Florida?
No, but even then Crockett before the Horseman started, right before the Horseman started in like 85-ish. Wasn't he with, what was he doing there? He was doing, I guess he was with.
He was feuding with Manny Fernandez.
Yeah, I thought he won a title before that.
Maybe he did. I don't remember, man. I'm 86 is kind of like I've seen all the 85 footage, but it's all such a blur to me, mm-hmm. you know, whereas 86 is like I lived 86, you know, every week.
Yeah. So, he won the TV in 86, but obviously when did the Horseman start? He won it January 4th, 86. That was before the Horseman, right? Or the Horseman 85.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
well, my undercard guy. My undercard guy is the guy you mentioned, and that's Sir William Regal, or Lord Stephen Regal,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I have a choice, too.
Master technician. Been a model employee, right, except for his drug problems.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, ever since he came back. Great utility guy. Not a guy who would get into a real Hall of Fame because of his position on the card. But once again, you know, I picked a couple of guys that I love watching wrestle, DDP and Goldberg, but that aren't known as, like, you know, great wrestlers, right? I mean, whereas, you know, you put a second kind of work rate or third work rate guy behind Dustin Rhodes and Buddy Rose and William Regal. You give this guy the credit he deserves for just being, a great character, and two, one of the best wrestlers ever.
Yeah, I mean, I think Regal's a great choice, too. I think he certainly belongs in. I'm trying to rattle through my mind. It's hard to come up with guys that either aren't in or aren't dead because we can't have multiple dead people in there. You know, there's like that flurry of guys in the early to mid-90s that have passed away that, you know, you could at least consider. How about Rick Martel? He's not in.
Oh, Rick Martel would be a great co-main eventer, but, because he was a great main eventer
right.
in his heyday. But, or, you know, you could give Rick Martel kind of that opening slot.
Yeah.
You know, But you'd have to be in Canada for Rick Martel.
Or Minnesota.
You know.
He could be a Minnesota guy.
Maybe Minnesota.
AWA champion.
But I think he had most of his most success in Montreal, mm-hmm. right? Like, I mean, he was popular in WWF, even in the WWWF, you know, as a tag team with Gurria. So Rick Martel would be perfectly capable.
I can't believe he's not in yet. He seems like he checks all the boxes. He won multiple titles. He had the gimmick and the most memorable.
How did he leave?
No, he's fine because he came back. They did a thing in like one of the Night of Champions where him and Tony Gurria came out and like got involved in a match. They were in the crowd. It was like the late 2000s. So I think he's in pretty good terms. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he left on bad terms at all.
Maybe it's just one of those guys where they think his time has passed and.
Or his time made a figure they have into the back pocket. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like that they could just break him out when they're stuck for a guy, they have him there. I feel like that's where Bossman's been. You know, just kind of like, all right, when we need him,
well,
we have him.
Bossman's in nobody's back pocket.
Right.
He might be in somebody's backyard right now, but he's not in the back.
Do you think there's any chance that Big Show pulls his casket onto the stage at the Hall of Fame?
I could see them making Big Show the guy who inducts him.
No, yeah. Slick is. They announced it.
What?
Yeah. Slick's coming back.
Really?
Yep.
There you go. Okay. Slick. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Doctor.
Hey, you know what category we forgot? Manager.
Yeah. Well, I did. I said non-wrestler, and you said, no, only wrestlers. Remember? That was right.
No, that's not what you said. You said celebrity.
No, I said, well, we're doing celebrity, but then I said any non-wrestlers.
Doing celebrity?
No, we haven't done celebrity yet. It's on our list, though.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't even know who to pick.
Well, I'll tell you who. It was supposed to go in this year, but something happened, and now they're doing Snoop. It's Regis Philbin. Regis was there. He's been there for – he was a big friend of the company. WrestleMania 7. He's done interviews. Regis and Kathy Lee. Been all over the place.
5 minutes, guys.
You can have your Regis Philbin. I'm taking my Cyndi Lauper.
Okay, I'll give a Cyndi Lauper. That's fine.
I mean
– all right, so our manager, because we're running out of time. That's more important.
Well, hold on. Right. Let's talk Cyndi Lauper. Like – I really feel that, like, she did a great job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hyping it up and kind of making wrestling. I mean, you were just in diapers at the time. But I actually watched that stuff, you know. I mean,
I was out of diapers by the time I was five. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
Four. Maybe not.
What year were you born?
It might not have been.
What year were you born?
December of 1980. So I was like four.
Yeah, you'd have been out of diapers.
Yeah. I was maybe in like pull-ups. Or did they have pull-ups back then? I don't know. It was a different world.
But your mommy still had to go with you to the restroom.
Sure. So. Yeah. She helped out. Yep.
There you go. And I think that having her, the I think it's a shame that out of all the people from WrestleMania 1 that are in the Hall of Fame, that she's not one of them. I think that I think for a longest time, wasn't it that she didn't want to be involved or associated with it?
Yeah, but she was on Raw. Well, they did the guest host celebrity, right? Greeny, do you happen to remember when that was? Wasn't that like 4 or 5 years ago? Didn't she do a guest spot? Didn't they kind of make fun of her too, though? Remember they were like mocking her from the commentary table a lot?
Yeah, it was from Nassau Coliseum. I remember Lita being in the ring with her.
Yeah, it was like 2000. I don't know. It was like 10 or 11. 12? Whenever they were doing the. Yeah, I think it was when they were doing the guest star stuff. Anyway.
Okay.
But I don't know if she got pissed off or if she knew. Like, they were kind of busted her balls. In June 2012, Lauper made her first appearance in 27 years to promote the 1,000th episode along and to memorialize Captain Lou Albano. So, there you go. I'm pretty sure they did something, though, on commentary. They were kind of busting her up.
Okay. Well, since you mentioned Lou Albano, who is a manager, let's go to the manager.
Frenchie Martin does not belong in.
No. It has to be Jimmy Hart, right?
He's in, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, he's in.
I don't remember you reading his name.
Yeah, he went in I think he was like 05, the big Hogan class, all the Hogan guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep, he's
in 05. That was my guy.
Piper, Orton, Jimmy Hart, Orndorff, Volkoff, Sheik. That was the 05 group in Hogan.
Oh, well. All right, there goes my guy.
How about Paul Heyman? He's not in.
Yeah, sure, why not? You can have your Paul Heyman.
Well, I mean, he's active, though, so it's tough. They might not put him in. But.
Well, you know who I'm going to put in by himself?
Jason Hervey.
Jim Cornette.
So you're going to do him in? Well, he's going with the Midnights.
Yeah, but Jim Cornette's such a great talker. He could have two speeches, and it'd be amazing.
You're going to be lucky if they let him in the door for one, let alone two.
No. And then Paul Bearer's already in, right?
Yeah, he's in.
Because I put him in his – oh, you know what? We'll go to the other Hart, Gary Hart.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. He's not in yet.
You know? Well, and he worked Florida, too, so.
Okay, Gary Hart's our choice. Greeny, why don't you come in and give us your choices for these categories here?
All right. Main event, it's in Florida. It has to be The Rock. Co-main event, I'm a huge Rick Rude fan, just like you are, JT. Got to be Rude. For celebrity.
Oh, as your co-main event?
Yeah.
Not your
dead guy?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's do him for the dead guy. Co-main eventer. I'm good with DDP.
Yeah,
I have no problem with that whatsoever. For celebrity, how about this? Somebody who kind of co-main evented the last time they were in Orlando, and that's Floyd Money Mayweather.
Oh, that's a good one, too. I think he fits the profile perfectly.
Yeah, he does. That's a good one.
So for my dead guy, Rude, celebrity Floyd Mayweather tag team, I got to go with Will the Midnights. That's a great choice. Florida, I'm a big Kevin Sullivan fan. Undercard, Rick Martel. I have no problem with that. And I believe is that all the categories?
Manager, if you have one.
Manager, Heyman.
All right, there you go. What do we got for time, Greeny? We're almost done here.
So hold on, but would put Heyman in your Florida one and not like a Northeastern one?
I mean,
sure,
go
ahead.
No, I'd say, I mean, I like that. I'd actually lean it more towards because I don't think he'll be done in a year. So I don't think they'll put in anyone who's active. So that's why the Gary Hart touches the two boxes. He's not active and he's from Florida. So.
Yeah, that makes more sense. And okay. That is time, guys.
All right.
That flew. That was a quick half hour. And a lot of fun. We didn't even get to the presenters, but oh well. So anyway, so that's the end of challenge number one. WrestleMania week is here. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll have two more challenges to do. We'll have some mail, and then we're going to get ready to start packing and hit the runway and wheels up to Dallas. So we'll be right back. So much larger than
promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What's up, everybody? This is Kevin Kelly. Make sure you check out every episode of the Kevin Kelly Show, right here on the Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com, the Kevin Kelly Show. Every episode is a winner. At least we hope.
Place to Be Nation's Justin Rosero here. In addition to the Kevin Kelly Show, we have a ton of great podcasts available to you on iTunes and PlaceToBeNation.com. You can check out Scott Criscullo and me on the Mothership, the Place to Be podcast, with our famous Vintage Vault pay-per-view reviews. PTBN also covers current-day wrestling with Main Event, Mission Indie Possible, and our monthly pay-per-view reaction shows with immediate feedback on WWE, NXT, and Ring of Honor Super Shows. And relive wrestling's past with our monthly pay-per-view rewind series, led by Ben Morse, and the Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast as we dive into various subjects in the form of exercises and games. We got sports covered too with the Sports Evolution Mega Show with Scott, Dr. G, Cowboy, and Cowboy Sr., the Kings of Sport led by Live Audio Wrestling's godfather Nate Milton, as well as the NBA Team Podcast and the TJ McClune Show. PTBN tackles pop culture and irreverence with Richard and the Mailman, the Glenn Butler Podcast Hour Spectacular, and if you like a hybrid of all of this in list form, check out Jordan Duncan's Rank and File. All of these shows are available on PlaceToBeNation.com, where we cover pro wrestling, sports, movies, comics, plus tournaments and more. We want to thank our friends at Bonehead's Wing Bar in West Warwick, Rhode Island, in Fall River, Massachusetts, and Scott Keats' Blog of Doom. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr as well. PlaceToBeNation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world. All right, Place to Be Nation, we're back. Hope you enjoyed hearing all about these shows on the Place to Be podcast feed. And, of course, we have one challenge in the books. It is WrestleMania week. We already talked Hall of Fame. I'm thinking maybe his last couple games will maybe, hopefully, probably be WrestleMania-related. You know, it's the fever. We're here. It's this week. This is the show we've been building towards all year. Greeny, tell us, what is our second challenge?
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Our second challenge is going to be Rank the Past. There have been, so far, 31 main events in WrestleMania. Some very good, some not very good. You guys are going to be ranking all 31 main events.
Okay. And
oh my goodness.
When we say it's daunting, but you know what? We've done the daunting before, Will. When you say main event, we're talking last match of the evening, not co-main events, not title matches. It is the match that goes on last on each show. You know, I think there are a couple of exceptions. Will, I want to ask you off the bat so we can kind of level set. WrestleMania 9, we're counting Bret versus Yoko, not Hogan versus Yoko, right?
I'm counting it all as one big segment.
Right, okay. And same for last year, obviously, with Rollins coming in. That's all one big thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so there you go. All right, so do you want to start at the bottom or the top? What do you prefer?
Let's do the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, let's start at the bottom of the barrel. So I think we have a few clear choices here. I think you have Undertaker Sid from 13. I think you have Triple H Randy Orton from 25. I think you have Hogan Sid from 8. Those are probably off the top of my head the three I'd at least have in the conversation. Any others I'm missing that you have in there?
Let's see. I had WrestleMania 9, Bret Hart versus Yoko versus Hogan for the booking. I had Undertaker versus Sid as like the very least match. And I had Hulk Hogan versus Sid. Mm-hmm. And Miz versus John Cena, and Randy Orton versus Triple H were my bottom five.
Right, I like those five. So, do you have them in that order? So you have
I eliminated number 20 because I'll never watch it again. So, okay. You know what I mean? Like yeah. To me, it was like, let's not put this guy in my list.
Okay,
it's just the way I do things. Yep. You know, I don't care if you.
Well, we'll build a list, there. And then I'll tell you where I would have had it. We'll do that.
Sure. But, you know, well, at one point in time before 2007, I would have had it fairly high.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, real life happens and I eliminated it. But that's my own personal pet peeve, my own personal preference. I had Undertaker versus Sid as the worst one. Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you. I think
nondescript, uneventful. you know, I think the biggest event that happened in that match, besides the title change, was Sid shitting his pants, right? And that what happened?
That wasn't that match. That was a house show, as the legend goes.
Oh, okay, whatever. So, okay, I didn't know. I mean, that's how much I paid attention to it. I did not. Then I had the next one was Bret Hart versus Yokozuna. I like the matchup. Bad setting, bad show, bad outcome with the Hogan nonsense. It was like the worst of Hulk Hogan being over the hill and wrestling and Hogan and Hulkamania not being cool.
Yeah, I like that match, though. I feel like Bret deserves better for bringing that match out of Yoko. And I think it's better than the match at 10, even though 10's got the better ending. I don't know. I feel like Hogan, Sid, Cena, Miz, and Triple H Orton are all worse matches than Bret Yoko.
Okay. I mean, I'm not going to argue. Just it left such a bad taste in my mouth. By the time I get to that match, I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I tried to watch it in a bubble, and I just thought, oh, this is garbage. This sucks.
I feel like what helps Hogan, Sid is the Warrior stuff at the end. Like, that's such a memorable moment that buoys it a little bit. I think I'd go Cena Miz next because it was kind of Miz's big moment, and they had to either shit or get off the pot, either beat him with Cena and do something with The Rock, or just have Miz fucking win and retain the title. Like, don't do this ham-fisted garbage that they did. They wasted The Rock. Miz looked like a dope, and I know he had the concussion, but, I mean, you just expect more. Like, to me, Manias these days, you may not like the booking, but the in-ring action, like to the main event that closes the show, has generally been, you know, higher level than some of the early ones. So to me, like, that's super disappointing that Cena Miz was so bad.
Yeah, well, Miz should have never been in that spot. That should have been CM Punk's spot.
Right.
If you remember, SmackDown, maybe late December, early January, right before that Mania, CM Punk came out and leveled John Cena with a chair while he was doing commentary.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And CM Punk was hot, man. That was, you know, the crowd wanted that. And that should have been his big main event. And they took it away. It sucked.
All right. So you comfortable putting that next after Taker, Sid? Based on the potential and how they handle everything?
Yeah, sure. I mean, okay. I think we shouldn't get – right now with the bottom ones, we have our bottom five, right? I mean, would you put Bret, Yoko, Hogan in the bottom five or no? I would.
Yeah, because I got Triple H, Orton, and then Hogan, Sid. Yeah, I can't think of
So let's just kind of clump them into fives, and then we can argue more. Because I mean, I think we spend too much time on this garbage at the bottom. We need to spend more time at the stuff on top.
Okay.
Who's in your next five?
All right, my next five would be I'm always torn on Batista, Triple H, because I feel like in a vacuum, it's like not a bad match, but they have better ones later, and the crowd was kind of burnt by that point. I think Cena Rock from 29 sniffing around this area. Hogan Bundy, I think, is in this area, even though I like that match.
I think the four-way from 2000.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's in there.
Well, let me tell you my five.
Yeah, give me yours.
All right, the next match, and this could have easily put this match in the bottom five, and I would have been perfectly fine with it. And that's The Rock versus John Cena from WrestleMania 29, the one in New York, the one you attended.
Yeah,
not the one I attended, the one you attended.
No, the one you attended was awesome. Also, Bret Yoko is one of my other ones that's in here from 10.
I had that a little bit higher.
Okay,
just because I love the moment. Bret Hart winning the belt, WWF apologizing for
awesome moment.
Taken away. But then I had Triple H versus Batista a little bit above Rock Cena.
Yep.
Then I had the four-way from 2000 because bad outcome. Triple H should have never won that match. Should have been The Rock's big moment at Mania.
And it should have been a single match anyway.
It should have been a singles match. Foley should have never come out. Big Show shouldn't have been anywhere near the main event. Then I had these two back-to-back, I don't care which order you put them in. That's Hogan versus Andre and Hogan versus Bundy. And now I'm talking about matches. Hogan versus Andre, I mean, dude, when I did the Goodwill Wrestling series, Hogan versus Andre was my headline. Right?
Yeah. I don't think I can have it this low. I know you're talking just matches, but even, you know, you're talking Bret Yoko moment and you have that a little bit higher from 10. Yeah, I mean, Hogan Andre is the ultimate moment.
But here's, to be fair, that's why Hogan versus Andre is up this high. Because it might be fighting Miz versus Cena, horrible matches.
Yeah, but they did. So I am very fresh in this argument.
Is there an echo in here?
There was for a second. You sound okay now.
Okay, I was fine. I think one of y'all are. Anyway, so I don't know. I don't mind moving Hogan versus Andre up, but see, to me, I have personal affection for Hogan versus Bundy. I love that cage match as a kid.
It's a really good cage match. But to me, Hogan Andre, you know, and like I said, I'm well versed in this argument because we've been having it for this project we got going on over for the past few weeks. You know, what more could they have done to maximize the goal, which was, you know, draw this big crowd. The crowd is insane to the whole match. You had the most, arguably the most memorable spot possibly in WrestleMania history with the body slam. Hogan beats Andre, one of the biggest feats in WWF history to that point. I mean, what more did they need to do?
I don't know.
Right. I think they belong out of this grouping. I think it should be higher. Hogan Bundy, I agree with too. I think it's tougher to put it above some of these other ones. Hogan Bundy, I like Hogan Bundy a lot. I think it's often overlooked for how good it is.
I think so too, and I think a lot of it is just the idea that it's King Kong Bundy. You know, I mean, I think a lot of people, at least at the time, thought it should have been someone like Roddy Piper, like the Hogan Piper singles match, or. Maybe, you know, I always thought, you know, Jake the Snake, even though he just debuted, he should have kind of been that guy who kind of debuts by attacking Hogan and injuring him, putting the snake on him. That would have been awesome. But Bundy was, he was game in that cage match, man. He was bumping around, so.
No, I wouldn't have it in this bucket, Will. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I know it work rate and all that isn't great, but I feel like it's the epitome of a WrestleMania main event, a huge money feud, a huge money moment, your two biggest stars. I mean, that's what the point of the show was. That's why it was constructed to be.
But we're talking about best main events. We're not talking about most monumental, most influential. And that's even like from the work rate, like the Hogan Brett deal, like it left a bad taste in my mouth, you know? I mean, Hogan Sid was a great moment, but it's in our bottom three, you know, because
So I
don't mind taking it out of this bottom 10, but it can't be any higher than the bottom 15 or whatever. It has to be in the bottom 15.
Well, I think I'd put Yoko Brett as like the highest of this 10 for WrestleMania 10.
I don't even have a problem with that.
Okay.
Because I only had it two slots higher.
Okay. So. I think it fits there. I know it's an awesome moment, but the match is really pretty crappy. I mean, it just is. It's not as good as the stuff at 9 is much better. I don't know. It's just, I don't know if Yoko was just gassed, I think, from working twice or what it was, but the match just,
and Piper's well, it was much, well, see, I always had fond memories because I always thought this match was much better than the Yokozuna Lex Luger nerve hold.
Right. It's like one star versus two, you know? So it's, or half a, so dud, whatever you want to call it for Yoko Luger. But, so yes, it was better, but I don't know if that makes it any good. All right, so there's our bottom 10 we got. So now we're looking, you want to do like the next five? I think now you start talking Triple H Jericho, even though I think that match gets shit on a little bit more than it should.
I agree.
Did we do Batista? Yeah, we did do Batista Triple H. So with the Triple H Jericho, what are your thoughts on Hogan Slaughter?
Hogan Slaughter's in my top five.
Okay, all right. Getting your feel for things.
Yeah, no, I had in this one, I had the – I'll tell you my five, and then you can
– pick them apart. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you can pick them apart, whatever. And I think one of the – because I have no love for this match. I have no misty-eyed memories. I don't think it was a great moment. I think it was a very manufactured fake moment, and that's Bret Hart versus HBK and the Iron Man. I think it's a dog shit match with a horrible booking where two egos clashed, and instead of putting on a great show for the fans, their egos prevented them from, I think, making that what it should have been.
What do you think if they just went an hour instead of making it an Iron Man?
I don't think it matters.
Then you don't get the whole, they refuse to job together.
I don't even like Bret Hart going that long. to be honest with you. I think he kind of bores me when he goes that long. I had that one there. I had John Cena versus Triple H from 22 in this bracket. Chris Jericho from versus Triple H.
That's in this definitely bracket. In this bracket, yep.
Macho Man versus Ted DiBiase in this bracket.
Yep.
And then I had Hogan versus Andre in this bracket.
Yeah, Savage DiBiase, not their best match. Again, yeah, a great moment. You know, it's his big crowning achievement. I'm fine putting that close to number 15, right in the middle point. I mean, Hogan Michaels is an interesting one. I agree, Triple H Jericho. But I'm going to fucking slaughter up. How about LT Bigelow?
I have that one much higher as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I had. I had LT Bigelow, Iron Man. And I don't know, I still think Hogan Andre can maybe slip into that next group. I would go Triple H Jericho to me is next after that. So they're like the bottom of this group. Savage DiBiase. I mean, I guess the Iron Man there. I don't know.
Do you feel bad about that?
I just watched it pretty recently. And I think in a vacuum, I have it like right under like 4 stars. So I guess it depends where we think, like star rating wise, things start to fall. You know what I mean? So where, like, what is, you know, where do your really good matches start to come in? Oh, Cena Triple H. I agree with you. That should be in here, too.
15 minutes, guys.
So, like, where do your real good, like, how about Cena Shawn Michaels? Like, where's that for you?
Cena versus Shawn Michaels. I had that one higher up. I had that kind of in the top 10-ish.
Okay.
But bordering top 10.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're telling me Hogan, Hart,
I'm not
Michael,
in love with the match, though.
I think know? I'd put I love LT Bigelow, but I think I'd put that.
I would not put that in this bottom bracket. I have it much higher.
So you have a top 10 or top 15?
I have a top 15.
All right, so that's what we're nearing here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14. Like right now we have.
Which match is causing you grief in my five? From Hogan Andre, Macho Man DiBiase, Jericho Triple H, and Bret Hart HBK, and Cena Triple H.
The Iron Man and Hogan Andre.
Okay, well, I already gave you Hogan Andre from 4.
Fair enough. This is why I'm agonizing over it.
So,
all right, give me your next. What's your next? What's your 15 to 10?
The next two I had as kind of bottom matches, and I rank matches differently. I rank matches from, do I ever want to watch this again?
Okay.
And the next two I had that I don't care if I ever see them again, and that's Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle and Stone Cold versus HBK. Because I really don't care about either match. I know Stone Cold's title win is a huge moment. Mike Tyson, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. HBK was pilled up. He had a bad back. It was a shit match. And Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle was a match that was highly anticipated and fell flat. Almost as flat as Brock Lesnar fell after the Shooting Star Press.
Yeah, see, I'd have that one definitely higher. I'm okay with Austin Michaels here within the top 15. I think it's an awesome moment. I think these other matches it is better. I would have that slightly above the Iron Man, so I guess I'm okay there. I'd put Hogan Andre above it, but that's me.
Yeah, that's staying in the bottom 15, bro. It's not going.
We're putting it at number 15. Okay, it's gonna be as high as possible.
16.
Whatever. Hey, I'd go Austin Michaels there. Man, you have LT Bigelow over ahead of Brock and Angle.
I have LT Bigelow over a lot of things, man.
I think I need to go, and I know this may go against what your thoughts are as far as like structure of the segment. I need to know like the top, and I like this is how I like to work when I do these things. I do the bottom, I do the top, and then I fill in the middle. So what is your...
No, we're not doing that. We're climbing to the top. This is a mountain.
It's impossible. No, it's not.
It's a mountain.
All right, what do you got Hogan Savage?
I have Hogan versus Savage as number 7.
All right, so you got that in the top 10.
Yep. I mean, I don't think that Bret Hart versus HBK. I mean, you know a match we haven't mentioned yet, which would be my next tier, and that's Hogan versus and Mr. T versus Orndorff and Piper. But I love that match.
See, I think I have that below. There's no way I put that above Hogan Andre. I think Hogan Andre's just got everything that it's like a supersized version of that match in my eyes.
Dude, that one's already stuck in the 15. It's already buried in mud. It's stuck.
Well, guess what? I'm moving Hogan Piper below it.
Not on my list, buddy.
No, it doesn't have to be on your list, but it's going on mine. So that's where that one's going in.
All right. Well, so let's. Well, then, if we're not going to have a consensus here, let's just move up. The next five. At number 15, I got Stone Cold versus HBK. 14, Brock Lesnar versus Kurt Angle. 13, Hogan and T versus Orndorff and Piper. 12, Hogan versus Warrior. And 11, Lawrence Taylor versus Bam Bam Bigelow.
All right. I definitely have Hogan Warrior after Taylor Bigelow. I can tell you that. I have Lesnar Angle above it. And I have Austin Michaels above it. And this is from the biggest 1995 WWF fan you'll ever talk to.
And I am the least
I know
interested 1995 WWF fan. I just thought that the way Bigelow pulled that off and the fact that Lawrence Taylor was game made for a highly entertaining match. And it wasn't like when Dennis Rodman would do a leapfrog and the crowd would go batshit.
Oh, no, definitely.
LT was working his ass off.
Yeah.
And it's a match that if you told me, hey, let's pop in the Lawrence Taylor match, I'd have no problem popping it in.
I mean, I think the fact that that's even like a top 12 or top 13 mania match is almost like it being number one, considering who was in it. So, I mean, to me, having it that high alone is enough praise in my book.
So Hogan versus Warrior, I have up here. Two of the most despicable human beings ever.
Yeah, it wasn't taken away for the match.
Really, but for the match, I mean, really felt epic at a time when I didn't even care about wrestling. I was completely out of it, and it kind of drew me in, you know, like, oh, man, I kind of want to see who wins this. And that's something that's kind of few and far between in WWF, where you actually are curious not so much at the match itself, but the result.
Okay. All right. What is your next?
Well, you didn't tell me who you'd have in this bracket, 11 through 15.
Well, right now I got, hang on, 39. Okay, I got the Iron Man at 15, Austin Michaels at 14, Savage Hogan at 13. Because I got LT Bigelow, I think, at 16, and then the Iron Man.
Okay.
So right now I got Hogan Andre right on the cusp of 10, but I got to hear what else we got here before I'm...
So Hogan versus Macho Man is the one that's in my top 10 that is not in your top 10.
Right now, that might change in a moment.
Right. Okay. Well, this is my next five here. Okay.
Yeah.
You ready? And I've got at number 10 John Cena versus HBK for a couple of reasons. One, because it kind of proved John Cena could go, and this is kind of like the peak of John Cena backlash. Right, this right after Triple H had called him all those things, and you're not a good wrestler, and all this other crap, right?
Yeah, it would jumpstart his big year. 07 is like his best in ring year until
absolutely. And I was at the Rumble preceding this match, so I got that in my top 10. I got Undertaker versus Edge at 9. I really like that match, and I'm not an Edge fan, as people know. So. This kind of kickstarts Undertaker's, like, ooh, let me have, like, the show-stealing match.
Well, yeah, I think the year before Batista, that started that.
That one's a great match, too, sure. Yeah. Maybe that one kickstarted it. But this one, he got to headline. Then I have Stone Cold versus The Rock from 15 at 8, Hogan versus Macho Man at 7, Superpowers Explode, or Mega Powers Explode, and at 6, I have Undertaker versus HBK.
Okay. So I got Taker Edge. What was the one you had right after that? I got Taker Edge.
I had seen HBK at 10 and Taker.
Oh, Rock Austin. See, I'm not a huge fan of that Rock Austin for 15. I like it, but that's another one I think I'd have just outside the top 10. I actually think I'd put that below. Okay, Austin Michaels, I think. I don't know what it is about that match. I don't know. My favorite of the trilogy is actually 19. I like it even better than 17.
I haven't seen 19 in years, so I think. I'd have to revisit it.
I love that match.
I'm kind of upset that they didn't go on last. Wasn't it Austin's call that they didn't go on last?
I think so. I don't know if it's because he knew he was kind of in trouble. Maybe he was afraid what they'd be able to deliver.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what the story is there, but I think it would have been better if they'd gone on last, you know, because I thought Brock Angle was a huge disappointment, you know. But they really sold the show on Austin Rock that year, right? Really on Austin Rock and Vince McMahon Hogan, right? Hulk Hogan Vince versus Vince was kind of the big deal.
Yes. Yep.
So, and then Austin Rock, was that when they were doing Margaritaville and all that crap?
It's when they were doing like the Rock concert, selling bootleg T-shirts of the Rock out in the back.
Right. Okay. So anyway, that I'm sticking with my 10 through 6. So who's your 10 through 6?
Right now, I got right Hogan now. Andre at 10, Hogan Sarge at 9, Taker Edge at 9, Hogan Sarge at 8, Lesnar Angle at 7, Hogan Warrior at 6. There I am. That's my 10
through
6.
Well, let's do my next, my 5 through 3.
Okay.
And I'll explain each one.
Okay.
The Rock versus John Cena from 28 is my number 5. Couple of reasons. One, I was there live. Loved it live. Thought it was just like one of the most special wrestling matches I got to witness. You know, it felt like you were at a big event. Unlike the
five
year
minutes, guys.
That you got to see him where it did not feel special, I got to feel the tingly special feelings. Then the next match would be Hogan versus Slaughter at 4. And the reason I put this is because every time I watch it, I enjoy it more and more. I didn't like this match when I first started getting into wrestling again. And I got to see it on VHS tape or whatever. But then, you know, we did the WrestleMania Rewind here on Place to Be. And I rewatched it and I was like, wow, that's a really good match. And then I was doing something for Sergeant Slaughter, like where I was just like checking out Sergeant Slaughter matches. I don't know if it was to decide if I was going to put him as one of my greatest wrestler ever on that list or whatever. And I was like, Sergeant Slaughter does a really great job in this match and Hogan's game. And I thought, man, it's a shame that they had all that Iraq war crap surrounding this, because this was a really great main event, you know. But then again, if they didn't have all that stuff, then Slaughter would have never been in the main event to begin with. So, you know, so I have that really high. And then my number 3 is Daniel Bryan versus Batista versus Randy Orton.
Okay. Give me your 2-1, and then I'll just give mine as we run out of time here.
Just go your 3. I think our 2-1 will be really close.
All right. Well, I did a little swapping around. That's why. So my 6, my 6 is now, I keep just going back and forth on something. I love all the top, like 11 to me are all almost interchangeable, honestly. My 3 are 6 through 3. I have Brian Orton Batista at 6 for right this second. Rock Austin at 17 at 5. Rock Cena at 4.
And number 3?
Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, well, let me just get out of the way. My number 2, Stone Cold versus The Rock. And my number 1, I rewatched it recently, trying to get excited about this year's WrestleMania. Trying, anyway. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Thought it was the most amazing WrestleMania main event I've ever seen.
It is really awesome. I just rewatched it the other day too. Even beyond the Rollins moment, I think a big part of it too was like the insanity where everyone just hated Reigns, was despised the fact that the match was happening, had no faith that the match would be any good. Everyone thought maybe Brock was leaving until a few days before when they announced he resigned, and then they go out and somehow book the perfect kind of match for those two guys. It was just Reigns taking a shit kicking, laughing it off, smiling throughout it, and then finding a small gap, getting an opening, and start to make his run, and then Rollins comes out and screws him.
I thought it was awesome. I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. I got, so throughout all this, I've actually, and this is, I don't care. You know, you're talking about matches you could rewatch anytime. This is purely nostalgia fueled. I have the Ultimate Challenge number two, Hogan Warrior, and then Taker Michaels is my number one, just because it's amazing that those two guys went out there in that Mania, in that setting, and had the match they had. And it set up perfectly the next year with Michaels retired, even though, you know, this match is, I think, superior to that one.
Wait. 26 was the main event. The 25 was not the main event.
So what am I missing? Oh, nothing. Okay, Undertaker Michaels. Oh, good correction. Thank you. All right.
You have that. You like the second one better than the first one?
No, I like the first one better. I forgot. I got them confused. Sorry, I got this other project in my mind where we're just talking all the matches. I'm moving it down.
Oh, okay. So that makes what your number one?
I guess Hogan Warrior by default is now my number one.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't even have Hogan Warrior in my top 10.
Yeah.
It means nothing to me. There's no special emotional connection. They're both scummy guys. But, you know, I gave it credit, man. It is kind of an amazing spectacle to watch.
All right.
You know, it's real hokey. I think Hogan versus Macho Man was a much better match and, you know, had more riding on the line, you know, with the mega powers.
All right, here's my 30 quick then, because I've been all over the place. So I got Taker Sid, Cena Miz, Triple H Orton, Hogan Sid, Brett Yoko from 9, Rock Cena from 29, Triple H Batista, the 2004 way is number 23, Hogan Bundy at 22, Brett Yoko from 10 at 21, Triple H Jericho from 20, then Savage DiBiase, Cena Triple H, Hogan at T versus Piper and Orndorff, LT versus Bigelow, that's my top. Bottom 15. Top 15, the Iron Man at 15, Cena Michaels at 14, Rock Austin from 15 at number 13, Austin Michaels at number 12, Savage Hogan at 11, Taker Edge at 10, Hogan Slaughter number 9, Brock and Angles at 8, Taker Michaels from 26 is at number 7, Hogan Andre at number 6, and then my top 5 is Brian Orton Batista, Rock and Austin from 17, Rock and Cena number 3, Reigns Brock number 2, Hogan Warrior number 1.
And okay.
Do you want to give yours quick?
No. I gave it during the show.
So. There you go. If I did this again in 20 minutes, I'd probably change half of them around. But it is, it's funny because you don't usually do the main event, so it's like you do get thrown off on some of those matches. You usually think best match you go by. So anyway, with that said, there is an awesome project tied into this that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, so be sure to keep an ear out for that. So why don't we go take a break? We need a breather. We'll come back with our final challenge.
Just because everything I touch isn't dark enough, that this problem lies in me.
This is Parv, and I'm here to tell you to listen and subscribe to the Pro Wrestling Only Place to Be Nation podcast network. That's the PWO PTBN podcast network, where you'll find a ton of in-depth shows done by hardcore fans. We've got Chris Zellner's 1-2 Punch of Exile on Bad Street, and with David Bickenspan, a smash hit Between the Sheets. We've got Wrestling Culture with Dylan Hales and Dave Musgrave, Goodwill Wrestling and the Reaction Shows with Good Old Will from Texas. We've got This Week in Wrestling with my man Pete and Johnny Sorrow, Stephen Graham and Tim Livingston's Pro Wrestling Super Show, Tag Teams Back Again with Kelly and Marty Sleaze, and a ton of other great shows too. And of course, there's Titans of Wrestling and Where the Big Boys Play with yours truly and some dude from down south called Chad. PWO, PTBN, Podcast Network.
All right, Placement Nation, we are back here. Dangerous Alliance Wrestling Podcast, episode number 19. WrestleMania week is here. We've already talked Hall of Fame. We've already talked WrestleMania main events throughout history. And I think we got one more challenge left. And, well, I mean, I'm guessing it's got to be WrestleMania related. I mean, we're not going to close out our WrestleMania show without a WrestleMania game for the third option. So, Greeny, reach into Dan McGinn's sack and tell us what is our final game here.
If I could turn back time,
we are going to play a game that we've played here before, and it is WrestleMania related. We are going to play a game of what if, and what we are going to do is we're going to give you guys the book for WrestleMania 32. You are going to rebook WrestleMania 32 using everybody that is on the card.
All right, so we can't use anyone that's not already on the card. I mean, we're assuming most of the matches are announced. And anyone that's already on the card, we have to keep on the card. So we can't dump anyone we don't like. Now, we don't know all the participants in the Battle Royal. We do know some. So here's what we got, Will, for the card, and we'll go from there. So we got Triple H, Roman Reigns, Shane McMahon, Undertaker, Dean Ambrose, Brock Lesnar, Charlotte versus Becky Lynch versus Sasha Banks, New Day versus the League of Nations, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Zack Ryder versus Sin Cara versus The Miz versus Stardust in an IC ladder match, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho in a singles match, Kalisto versus Ryback, Usos versus the Dudleys, and then the Battle Royal, which contains, so far, Heath Slater, Curtis Axel, Adam Rose, Bo Dallas, Big Show, Kane, Tyler Breeze, Goldust, R-Truth, Darren Young, Mark Henry, Connor Victor, Jack Swagger, Fandango, and Damian Sandow. So those are the guys we have to choose from here. So let's start with this, Will. Are there any matches that you would keep as is and not alter here?
No.
Not even the women's match?
No.
Okay.
I would change every single match.
Okay. So where do you want to start?
I say that we start from the top.
Okay.
We go very top. It's no secret because we just did the game. My favorite WrestleMania match was Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. I think this should have been the rematch.
I am 100% in agreement. And I wrote as much going into the Rumble, going into Fastlane. I think they botched it big time by having Reigns lose the belt at the Rumble. I think he should have beaten all 30 guys. I don't think Brock should have been in the Rumble. I think Reigns should have beaten all 30 guys, outlasted, and went into Mania as champion against challenger Brock Lesnar. And then you would have had a solid period of time to judge Roman Reigns by from late December with TLC through WrestleMania. And there you decide, hey, you know, is this guy our guy, or do we put the title back on Brock, who to me is a safe choice to be your champion? That's how I would have done it.
Right. Absolutely. No doubt about it. That should have been your guy. Should have been Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. And since there is no Seth Rollins, that's where your feud lies.
Or does Rollins show up as a face and counteract like Triple H or something? Is Triple H come up to screw Reigns and Rollins comes out, gets a big pop?
It should have been Roman Reigns' heel. It should have been Roman Reigns the heel coming out to win that world title. I think that you go full blown heel. Like, it's stupid that they haven't made him a heel already anyway.
So you think a heel coming into the show? You would have had him be heel already?
Sure.
Okay.
Because they're going to cheer Brock no matter what, right?
Right.
So that's what but either way, that's our world title match. That's our main event.
So one other option that I would have chose out there, but this leaves the world title, you know, it depends on what you think of Dean Ambrose, because this assumes you go Ambrose-Lesnar for the world title. And that would have been if you had Reigns lose back at Fastlane and slowly get more pissed off and challenge The Undertaker.
I would have had no problem with that either.
So you say, you know, Reigns slow. So he's not heel yet, but then he loses to Undertaker, and then he snaps the next night on Raw, and that's where he goes heel.
Now, if we were doing WWE booking, I'd agree. Like, that's how they should have gone after the Rumble, right? But I'm talking about, like, what I'd want to see. Like, okay, I have these guys. I got to put them in there. How do I get them in there, you know, in these matches? So I would have stuck with Reigns Lesnar all the way,
you know? So we have the big monkey in the room here, is Shane McMahon. Where does he fit on your card? I have a specific spot in mind for him.
You know what? I'm going to keep Shane O'Mac fighting for control of the company with the other guy who controls the company. I don't like either guy. I don't care about either guy. I'm upset that they're taking up two spots on the main event of this card. That's Shane O'Mac versus Triple H.
Yep, 100% agreed. That is exactly where I was heading as well. Triple H, Shane McMahon.
I get both of my least favorite guys out of the way. You can throw a Hell in the Cell barbed wire exploding match for all I care. They can both go get blown to bits, and I'd be perfectly fine.
It just makes all the sense in the world that would be the match for control of the company. I mean, him versus Undertaker doesn't make sense at all. Him versus Triple H at least makes some modicum of sense if that's the angle you're going with.
what do you do with Undertaker?
Well,
so now we've already used up Lesnar, Reigns, Triple H, and Shane O'Mac. What are you doing with Undertaker?
I think you got two options. You can go with Kevin Owens, who was campaigning for the spot, who felt like he, belonged in that spot, should be the guy for that spot. I think you could have done, if you want to go Legends route, a match that never really happened that I think it still could be pretty good if you go Undertaker Chris Jericho. I think that's a possibility. I think Dean Ambrose could have had a pretty good match with Taker if you make it the garbagey brawl that we saw with him and Brock over the summer and the fall. So, I mean, I think those are three guys I'd at least start discussing.
Yeah. See I'm dropping Ambrose down on the card, okay? But I have no problem with the Dean Ambrose or Undertaker versus Kevin Owens, because I know, wasn't it supposed to be a Bray Wyatt thing? Or no, it was supposed to be Bray and Brock, right?
Yeah, which Bray Brock.
Kinda,
but I kind of...
like that. That's kind of what they want to do with for the summer, like as a summer
right.
program. So that's why they held off or something. So I'm okay with the Undertaker versus Kevin Owens. But Kevin Owens is going to look really fucking short against Undertaker.
Well, see, I'm torn putting Owens in there because I feel like there's two other spots that are better. Like, I think Owens, AJ Styles, and Owens, Sami Zayn are both better than Owens, Taker. So see, I'd almost rather not waste Owens on Taker.
So who do we waste on Taker?
Jericho.
I mean, I agree, because that means that we get another...
Right.
So I kind of like it. I kind of like...
Plus, you never had it before. They never did it, really. So at least you can sell it as a fresh matchup for Taker. You know what I mean? And Jericho knows what he's doing. He can go out there and have a good match with Taker at this point.
Yeah. Well, I think Taker is actively a better wrestler than Jericho at this point. So how about this? Because I think someone that they've criminally misused so far, and that's AJ Styles. I think, yes, he gets cheers. But I would have AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the pieces of the puzzle to me remaining that I care about are Owens, Sami Zayn, Styles,
and Ambrose.
Well,
Owens and Sami Zayn should be the singles match. I think it's
right.
stupid that they're doing the ladder match for this for these guys. To me, I mean, really, so far, this is what I have. This is my five matches that I have so far, singles matches. Reigns versus Lesnar, Shane O'Mac versus Triple H, Undertaker versus Jericho, Ambrose versus Styles, and Owens versus Zayn.
So do you do Ambrose Styles as faces?
Maybe, or just egos.
Yeah.
You can kind of just do egos. I don't know. The other guy I was thinking for Undertaker, if you wanted to push him, but he's stuck with Kalisto, is Ryback.
Yeah. I'd rather go, to me, Taker at this point. You know he can go. I'd rather get maybe the potential for a kind of a classic match. I think Jericho gives that more than Ryback.
Okay.
I don't think Ryback benefits at all from wrestling and losing. You can't have Ryback beat Taker at this point. You just can't. So at least Jericho, to me, adds a little question as to maybe he'll win. Ryback, to me, is just... it's like Taker versus Mark Henry, Taker versus Bray Wyatt all over again. I feel like it's counterproductive. Nothing, but in 2006, it was a foregone conclusion. He wasn't beating The Undertaker, so it's just...
Fair point.
You know what I mean? It's just, to me, it's like, is he really going to lose to
right.
Ryback? No.
I mean, okay.
Just like last year.
We'll stick with Undertaker Jericho. I like that. What about Ambrose Styles? Do you have a problem with kind of the face versus face? Would you rather those two be separated?
No, because, I mean, unless you want to go Owen Styles. I mean, to me, I
no,
think...
No, because I think you need to do the kickstart the Owens versus Sami Zayn feud. I think that those two should have been feuding, carrying on the NXT feud, and injected new life into that mid card that currently is in this dark abyss of apathy from the crowd. You know,
do you feel though it would be unfair to them, because now you're assuming that the majority of the audience watches NXT. So with the short turnaround they had, and this is their own fault, but when they brought Zayn up, rushing into him and Owens, you feel he doesn't do them a service when they're better off almost taking their time and retelling the story. Like, having them in this six-way ladder match, you can
hold on. Sami Zayn was one of the top five most over guys in the Rumble, right?
Yeah, sure.
The reason he's not as over as he should be is because of the booking. But you and I are the bookers. That's why we're going to have an over Sami Zayn. We're going to have a Sami Zayn that the
crowd is invested.
So you're
saying we tell that story I'm more arguing, as you said, it's stupid that they're doing it this way. I'm saying the way they booked it, they had to. I think it makes more – the way they booked everything, it makes more sense to not have that match here. Whereas in our world, if we're going to start the feud the night after the Rumble and tell the story accurately, I'm down with it.
Right, of course. And that's what we're doing with all this.
Okay. So, yeah, we'll go Owens.
Because I guarantee you, if we didn't have Vince McMahon changing everything at the last minute and in this kind of creative battle – for the heart and soul of WWE, and Vince McMahon, we were his confidants, and he just trusted us because everything that we touch turns to gold.
Like what Russo, was that? Like Russo and Ferreira.
Yeah, yeah. We're the Russo and Ferreira of 2016.
All right, so we'll go Owen Zane. I'm down with that. Yeah, I think Ambrose Styles is the best of the bunch that we have left. So let me ask you a guy that you love that I think we both agree is misused badly. And is there a better spot for him? Could he be an Undertaker guy? Could he be maybe somewhere else? And that's Rusev.
Well, yes. Rusev ideally would be the Undertaker guy, mm-hmm. right? But Rusev is in this weird spot where he, like, nobody cares about him anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I almost feel like, I feel like the League of Nations is kind of okay right now.
I think they're better than they were. I'll put it that way.
You know, because I like all those guys in the league. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, they seem to be having more fun with it too lately. Like they're all kind of more camaraderie to them. Before they just felt like four guys hanging out that didn't really fit. Now they kind of feel like a faction, which is nice, but.
Yeah, but the fact that, and this is the problem, right? With the 50-50 booking. This is why I kept Rusev in here. Cause you know, we could have done Rusev versus Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
You know, the only reason I kept Rusev in the League of Nations was to keep it simple, was I would have done, this is kind of closest to what they did, was they did League of Nations versus New Day, right?
Yeah.
I would have added Mark Henry as like the honorary fourth member of New Day, kind of like Jimmy Garvin was the honorary fourth Freebird.
Well, you can because he's in the Battle Royal.
No, he's in their battle royal. He doesn't have to be in our battle royal.
No, that's what I'm saying. He's on the card, so you can put it. You can do your four on four if you
want.
That's
what I'm saying. So yeah. What do you think? Adding Mark Henry to the League of Nations versus New Day match.
Yeah. Do you have the tag titles on the line in the 4-on-4?
I would. You know what I would have done for the tag titles is I would have had the Usos versus Sin Cara and Kalisto.
So who? Who were champions? Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Who's champions right now?
New Day. They're champions. They're just not defending the titles.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess I should start watching the show, huh? I thought the tag title match was the Usos-Dudleys.
No.
So that's just a feud match?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun.
Because Dudleys turned heel on the Usos.
Oh. All right, well, let's throw the Dudleys in the Battle Royal. I don't need to see them in a match. So what do you think? Usos versus Sin Cara and Kalisto.
Yeah, so Kalisto's your U.S. champ, so you're taking the belt off of that? You're not having a U.S. title match? I mean, we don't have to, just saying.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, they don't care, I don't care.
Well, it's our world. We can book how we want.
I didn't put that much thought into it. I was just really happy that I got Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar.
So what are you doing with the women? Let's talk about that.
That's real simple. Okay. That's real simple. I am doing Charlotte versus Sasha, where ideally I would have done Sasha versus Becky Lynch, right?
Yep.
But I thought Charlotte's actually done pretty well as kind of the heel.
Oh, yeah. She's been great.
Champion. So I have no problem doing Charlotte versus Sasha. I would have done one-on-one singles.
So what are you doing with Becky, though?
I throw her in with the other women and that women's thing that they're doing.
So what do you make it? 6-on-5? Or do you make it like a battle royal? What are you doing with it?
I don't know.
You're going to use her. It's your rule.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, we'll do 6-on-5. I don't care. We'll just make it like that women clusterfuck that they had before, like where they all just jump on each other for 10 minutes and then go home.
Okay. Women's clusterfuck. Poor Becky. Does she win?
I mean, yeah, why not? We'll give it to Becky, okay?
Maybe we'll do a Fabulous Moolah.
We'll even call it the honorable Trish Stratus Women's Clusterfuck Match.
I would say the Fabulous Moolah Invitational Battle Royal to go with the Andre Battle Royal, just for the women.
There you go. There you go.
The Moolah Battle Royal.
So, I don't know. Man, I just had League of Nations. I didn't even write down the individual guys. Because I guess I would have had like Alberto and Rusev and Sheamus do something better.
I think I split this all up. I think I do New Day defending the titles against two of the Nation guys.
15 minutes, guys.
Instead of doing the Henry thing. Because I want the tag title. So I think I do New Day versus whoever you don't want to be in the singles matches. And then you do something with the other two guys. I feel like Rusev deserves better, and I feel like we can find something for him.
Okay, well, how about this? How about just a personal dream match, okay? AJ Styles versus Goldust. The new versus the old. And then we move Rusev versus Ambrose. Okay? Are you with me so far?
I mean, I hear you.
Fucker.
I'm not going to say I'm with you.
All right. Then we do just a 3-on-3 League of Nations, Del Rio, Sheamus, and Barrett versus New Day.
With the titles on the line, 3-on-3, free bird rules.
Sure.
Honestly, I would think I would just have Barrett be on the ringside and Xavier at ringside and just do Big E and Kofi against Sheamus and Del Rio.
Either way, right? But that's kind of there. What you don't like, you're not digging AJ Styles versus Goldust?
I mean, in a vacuum, yes. I don't think they're putting that on WrestleMania, and I don't think I am at this point. I mean, unless Goldust is Boris Stav. He's been, you know, if you can lay out me a 3-month plan to get him there, okay, we can maybe talk about it.
Of course.
But no, I like the AJ Ambrose match. I think that's a Mania match.
But I like the Dean Ambrose versus Rusev Mania match.
What about Rusev squashing the shit out of Kalisto to win the, like, just ragdoll the crap out of him to win the USA?
Let's get Kalisto out of there. In fact, you know what? Let's put the Usos versus Sin Cara and Kalisto versus
Dudley's,
Zack Ryder and Dolph Ziggler in an exploding ladder match.
Usos versus Dudley's versus Sin Cara and Kalisto
versus Dudley's.
I got them. So that's three. We need one more team. Would you say Dolph and Ryder? We can't do that. That's a stupid team.
Why is that a stupid team?
And by the way, I got a better idea for your boy Goldust. Let's throw the bone to the well, they're not really a team. I think we can do something different. Let's throw a bone to the fuck faces there, the Social Outcasts. They're in that match too. So it's a 4-way table match.
Are they in the Andre Battle Royal?
Yes. So it's a 4-way table match on the pre-show. We're doing Usos, Dudley's, Lucha Dragons, and Social Outcasts.
Okay, I like it.
Okay. We're also doing Stardust back in his heel run against Goldust, and loser has to drop the gimmick.
So we're getting Cody to drop the gimmick.
Yep. Goldust beats Stardust, and we're done.
Good. Okay.
And then he retires and goes in your Hall of Fame class next year.
And so what are you doing with Rusev?
All right, so that's the missing piece of the puzzle. I mean, I wish him and Dolph didn't already fight 100,000 times because he could have just done that.
I don't want Dolph in a match. I think he's past his – he's done. How about Rusev versus AJ Styles? But then we lose Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, Ambrose has to do something.
How about Rusev versus Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles in a 3-way?
Yeah, I could feel that.
Or how about Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus – AJ Styles in a 3-way.
No, I think if we're doing Zayn for Owens, we're doing Zayn Owens. That's it. Either they're apart or they're together solo. That's my pick for them.
So what are we doing with my boy Rusev? Ambrose or AJ Styles? Because Ambrose is pretty big.
No, I think it's, we can find something. I don't mind the 3-way. I kind of like the 3-way idea. What about Rusev Undertaker? Did we talk about that yet?
And then what do you do with Jericho?
Maybe we do Jericho Styles Ambrose as the 3-way.
Yeah. I hate mixing, like, that's why I like Shane O'Mac and Triple H, because it's like both shit guys. And like, that's why I kind of like Undertaker Jericho. You just put them in one match and it'll either suck or be good, but
it depends what you want out of Rusev. Like, do you want a great match like we know we can have?
Well, I would have Rusev main eventing WrestleMania.
Right. So, but we don't have that right now. So right. Do you instead use him in the old, you know, WrestleMania 6, WrestleMania 7, 8, give him a win over a lower card guy, just a dominant win to kind of re-announce him. And then the next night on Raw, he does something big and kind of re-jump starts. So that's why I'm saying, like, does he kill?
So how about this? Rusev versus Ryback. But they're both heels, aren't they?
Yeah, I think I put
him as a heel?
No, but I think I'd put Ryback in the Battle Royal and let him win it. I mean, you could have Rusev win the Battle Royal and put it on the main show. You could just have him destroy everyone, throw a bunch of guys out.
Okay. You want to do that? But then who's Dean Ambrose going against?
We leave that alone, him and AJ.
And then have Rusev win the Battle Royal?
Yeah, Rusev wins. He does like a Cesaro where he just like puts on a huge show. Cesaro okay. 30.
So this is our Mania, right? You tell me if I'm missing anything. Okay. The annual women's clusterfuck match.
Yep.
Andre the Giant Battle Royal with Rusev. Stardust versus Goldust. Yep. Actually, okay, and that's our pre-show. All right? Sound good?
I think you put the table match on the pre-show.
I don't put the table match in a pre-show because you're using the gimmick.
Well, then get rid of the table. I'd rather have Goldust Stardust on the main show, wouldn't you?
Well, yes, okay, like but then we have to put something else on the pre-show. I don't know. I don't think then. Why do we have to have three pre-show matches?
We don't. I don't give a shit. We can have one. I don't care. The
all right, just the women's clusterfuck and Andre in the pre-show.
I don't want Rusev in the pre-show. Get him out of the Battle Royale. That's
oh,
in the pre-show.
Oh man,
this is a big win. It's a showcase win. We can't have him on the pre-show. I'd say we dump the table stipulation and just do that four-way tag and the women on the pre-show.
Okay, I like that. Let's do that. Women's clusterfuck, and I'm so glad. I still need to buy you your NWA deal, but whatever. So, okay, so we're going to do women's clusterfuck and the tag on the pre-show, right?
Yeah.
Then we're going to open. We're going to have a hot WrestleMania opener with Owens versus Sami Zayn.
Yep.
Okay.
And we got nine matches, by the way, just so you know.
Okay. Then we're going to do Stardust versus Goldust.
Yep.
Then we're going to do the Andre Giant Battle Royal.
With Rusev just cleaning house and destroying everyone. He murders Dolph Ziggler to win it at the end.
You're good with this so far.
Yep.
Then we're going to do New Day versus the League.
Del Rio and Sheamus. With Barrett, right. Barrett and Xavier Woods on the outside.
Sure. Then we're going to do Charlotte versus Sasha. Then Ambrose Styles, Jericho Taker, Shane O'Mac versus Triple H for control of the company so I can go take a piss break. And then we're going to do Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar.
We are in lockstep, my friend.
I think, and it would have been such a better Mania, like one I actively looked forward to.
So the only guys we didn't use that we can just throw in the Battle Royal, Zack Ryder, Miz, Dolph. That's it.
Right.
They go in the Battle Royal.
Is that it?
Yep. Ryback. We didn't use Ryback, so he's in the Battle Royal. So maybe the big spot is Ryback and Rusev for the last two, and Rusev powers them out.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. Like, just both of those guys kind of mowing down.
Right. Maybe they each take, you know, they each throw out eight or nine guys.
Right. I like it. I don't like our tag match. I don't like the Usos versus the Luchas versus the Outcasts versus the Dudleys. Like, I feel... But that's the thing, right? Their tag team division is so weak. I don't want to waste New Day on any of those guys either.
Right. I mean, they didn't bring anyone up from NXT in time, so they don't have anyone there. No. I mean, I think League of Nations is your best bet. Unless we had someone better to team with, like Dolph, which I don't think we do.
Yeah. I'm kind of uncomfortable with Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles. Like, I like the matchup in a vacuum, but I feel like it doesn't highlight AJ enough. Because I'm not a big Dean Ambrose guy. Like, I think Dean Ambrose versus Lesnar could be really entertaining. But I think that's because I'm a Lesnar guy more than an Ambrose guy. I just think it's a waste of Brock Lesnar.
I mean, I think Owens is, like, the best guy for AJ. But what do you do with Zayn? Like, to me, that's a waste of Zayn. Unless you still do a ladder match, you just have him win. I don't know what the hell he wins, but...
Yeah, I don't like the idea of the ladder match. I think I'm done with ladder matches.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Owens...
I kind of like Undertaker versus Rusev, man.
I guess it depends. Well, I mean, if you do that, you could do Jericho Sammy, and Sammy beats him to kind of make his mark, and then you do AJ Owens. And then you could have Ambrose win the Battle Royal.
Either way, I think this card kills what we're getting on Sunday. So how much time do we have left there, Greeny?
We have exactly 5 minutes.
All right. Well, so since we've constructed our card, and it's much better than the one that we're getting on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, let's just do 5 minutes quickly of what we think is going to happen in this card, okay?
In the real life, so, or ours?
In real life. So who do you have winning the Andre Battle Royal?
Because
there is, like, no marquee names in this matchup at all. I'd have Mark Henry win it, but, you know.
He may. They've shown that they're okay kind of giving that as, like, a lifetime achievement kind of win. So I could see, like, Kane or Henry winning
well, the,
it.
Well, yeah, the first year it was Cesaro, so right. I thought it was going to be the breakout.
And then last year was Big Show, which was kind of cool because he's, like, the Andre of this generation, blah, blah, blah. So that's why if Mark Henry really is, like, on his way out, it wouldn't surprise me if he won. They could also throw in an NXT guy last minute. Remember they did that last year because it's a 20-man battle royal. How many have they announced? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, 13, 14. They've only announced 16 of the 20. So,
okay. Maybe we'll get somebody exciting. All right. What about Usos versus Dudleys?
Pre-show, I always go faces. So Usos.
Okay. Yeah. Kalisto versus Ryback. Do you think Ryback gets the belt here?
I think so. I can't see Kalisto. Unless they have him score like a flash shock win and then Ryback kills him after, but I think I'd probably take Ryback here. I think Usos are your face pre-show win and then Ryback takes the title.
Okay.
You alright?
Yeah, I was dying there. I didn't have any water with me. What about the women's match? Charlotte versus Becky versus Sasha. This has to be Sasha Banks' coming out party, right?
I agree. I mean, the story actually, like, speaks to Becky winning, how everything's built. And I actually think she's been outclassing Sasha in a lot of ways, whether it's on commentary and her promos. Like, she's really been locked in on point. But with Snoop now going to the Hall of Fame, I think he's going to sing her song or, you know, play her out to the ring. So I think it's Sasha's night. But I do think if you're, like, just saying all the things equal, I think Becky should probably win.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think... I want to cheer for Sasha, so I'm rooting for Sasha.
Yeah, I think Becky came in as the afterthought just to get her in the match, but she's actually outclassed Sasha the last few weeks. But
okay.
We all know how good Sasha is, so I'm not worried about it.
New Day versus League, I mean...
New Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Supposedly they're supposed to have some big angle. Do you know what the big angle is supposed to be with them?
No, I mean, I heard the rumors they may come in with some kind of crazy entrance that they may get the big one this year, whether it's unicorns or something else. I don't know.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Unicorns, like flying unicorns.
Yeah, something
awesome.
Like that. I think New Day wins. I don't think League Nation, especially since it's non-title. I think they just.
So the 7-man ladder match, it's got to be Zack Ryder, right?
No, I think Owens retains.
Really? You don't think Sami Zayn gets his win here?
No, I don't think they're ready for it. I think he's a hard luck guy for a couple of times, and then he beats him, just like they did in NXT.
Okay, Styles versus Jericho. Has to be Styles, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay, then we have Ambrose and Lesnar.
Lesnar.
Really? You think they just beat Ambrose again?
Yeah, they don't care. He's like 2-11 in his last 13 matches, and everyone still loves him. So, I mean, if they cared about him, he'd be in the world title match, right?
Yeah, that's true. Shane O'Mac versus The Undertaker. What do you think's happening?
I keep going back and forth on this one. I know you don't really watch Raw, but in the open, and spoiler for anyone that hasn't watched it yet, you might want to pause if you care. They brawled, and Shane did the flying elbow off the turnbuckle through the table, put Taker through the table, but then Taker sat up after. I think there's a couple ways they could go with this. One that I've talked about before is that Taker beats the shit out of Shane and then lays down and puts Shane over him. And let Shane win the match to say it's for the good of the company. He's the ultimate company man. That's his legacy more now. He's already lost to Mania, so his streak is no longer the legacy. It's the being the ultimate company guy is his legacy now.
So he's the true corporate champ.
Or the true, person of the fans. He thinks Shane McMahon should win because he's a better guy to be in control than Triple H or Vince McMahon. So he gives Shane the win, even though he beats the shit out of him to show that he could beat him. The other option is you do something crazy, like where John Cena comes out and helps Shane win, and you set up Cena Undertaker for a year out. You could do something where the Balor Club comes out. I've seen that rumored to help Shane win, to set them up as like
you could set up Cena Undertaker because Undertaker's last match of Mania.
Yeah, I think they get around that stip. I don't see that one holding up.
Okay.
Or Undertaker just wins.
Finally, the main event.
Roman Reigns.
And so does that go on last, or no. Does Shane O'Mac versus Undertaker go on last?
Shane Undertaker goes last.
Huh.
I think Triple H has seen this show twice before. He has seen himself getting outshone, and he knows going into this one that what's going on is that they're very unlikely to deliver a main event caliber match, mainly due to what the crowd is going to be like.
And they're very unlikely to cheer Roman Reigns.
Right. And you know that they're going to go balls out for Shane Taker, all kinds of overbooking, the sell, garbage, fighting. And even if you look at, like, the opening segment tonight, everyone's shitting all over this angle and everything, and the crowd is going fucking nuts when Shane dove off the table, off the turnbuckle through the table. So I think you risk burning the crowd out. And Triple H has already done this twice, where he's played to a dead crowd in the main event of Mania. It happened at 18. It happened again at 25. So every 7 years we get it where you're really going to go with third time's a charm. Triple H out there for a main event dying a slow death after a hot garbage match on the undercard. Or, you know, not always garbage, but.
Yeah. And time is up, guys.
All right. I don't care about any of them. I'm just going to have fun with my buds.
And it will be fun. And that's why I always say, just go if you want to go. If you can go and you want to go, no matter how bad it looks on paper, at the time when you're there, it's always a blast, no matter what.
Yeah, I bought my tickets when I thought John Cena was going to be there.
Well, I mean, we didn't get to talk about that, but that had to be the plan, right, for their car. It's like Cena Taker had to be their match. Triple H Rollins probably had to be their match in mind, right?
Yeah, or Triple H Rock, I think, if they could have gotten Rock.
And Rousey. You know?
Yeah, well, bummer. Oh, well.
All right.
Such is life. We'll discuss this next show, the fallout. I know here on The Place to Be, I'm going to try and get some of the guys who are going to get together, talk about the weekend and all the things we did. So hopefully stay tuned for that next week.
And PlaceMania.com all week, we'll have tons of Mania stuff. And the project I hinted to earlier actually kicked off on Monday. And that is a group of us, I think it was 8 or 9, came together and we ranked every match in WrestleMania history, all 300 of them, from 300 to number one. We levied our votes. We tallied them up. We took the best average. We went in. We did some write-ups about the matches. And that is running in five parts, Monday through Friday. So part one went up Monday, number 300 through 241. Tuesday will be the next set, and then in groups of 60 all the way till the final 60 to number one on Friday. So be sure to join us on social media or ProWrestlingOnly.com to get your thoughts in there. Yell at us. What do we do wrong? What do we do right? Share your feedback on that. We have a new episode of The Main Event, of course, coming up this week as well. That'll have a full WrestleMania preview. We have, Will, episode 400 of The Place to Be podcast coming this weekend as well, where we'll break down that ultimate. Yeah, we'll be breaking down that Mania list amongst some other fun and nostalgia, as always. And, of course, we'll have our preview with Brian Bayless up on Friday, too, so be sure to check that out. All kinds of stuff. Glenn Butler has a new podcast this week, a new Rank and File with Jordan Duncan. He'll be looking at ranking WrestleMania. I think he did Main Events as well, I believe. So that'll be up this week. Sports Evolution will be back with the MLB season preview. So lots going on, tons of WrestleMania content. I'll probably squeeze in a Thoughts I Think column this week as well, leading up to Mania too. So join us, facebook.com/placetobenation, Twitter, place2bnation, Instagram, Tumblr, PWO, all the places. All right, I'm taking a breath. Greeny, let's do 4 minutes of mail. Starting right about meow.
We're going to the party. We're going to the game. We're going to the disco. And gonna cruise out, man. Stealing people's mail. Stealing people's mail.
You've got mail.
Okay, first question is from Panther Wagner, and this one is for Will.
It's Will. My buddy Jose from Spain.
Oh, very cool. Will, he wants you to rebook adorably Adrian Adonis' character from 1987, including his match and feud with Roddy Piper at WrestleMania 3 still happening, until a send-off in 1989. Only, it's going to be with adorable Buddy Rose.
Oh, man, this would be classic. Man, okay, I have to think about this for a couple of seconds. Okay, so with Buddy Rose, you don't have the flower shop. You have the Playboy Mansion, okay? That's his talk segment, the Playboy Mansion. Or the, well, what would you call it? Is there a famous room, like maybe the Playboy Gazebo or something, or the Playboy Pool, you know, where Buddy Rose sits in a pool with hot women. He's all fat and slovenly, all right? And then you have Piper, you know, saying you should be ashamed, blah, 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 whatever. And then Buddy Rose, like, hits him over the head. You know how Piper hit Snook over the head with a coconut? You remember that, guys? Yes, anyone?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
All right. So instead of, Piper hitting Buddy Rose hits Piper over the head. Because remember, that they kind of tried to make it where it was about the hair. You know, we're not doing hair versus hair, okay? Whereas Buddy Rose hits him over the head with, I don't know, what would be a good gimmick for Buddy Rose to carry to knock people out with? Help me out here.
A lead pipe.
Oh, come on!
Well, if he's adorable, Buddy Rose, how about like a dildo?
How about a vase of roses or like a loaded bouquet of roses?
I love it. A bouquet of roses, a vase, a vase. Okay. So, yeah, he knocks him out with the vase. The vase goes shattering everywhere. Kids who are too close to the stage get a glass in their eye. Okay. The whole nine. And so then, you know, you have Buddy Rose carrying Roddy Piper to a 5-star classic. So you're going to have two classic matches on that Mania. Then after that, but Buddy Rose seduces Miss Elizabeth, okay, to enter into his long-standing classic feud with Randy Savage, which eventually helps Randy Savage turn face. Okay, quickly disposes of Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan breaks his shin or something, his ankle, so he's out. So Buddy Rose and Randy Savage have to carry the company, eventually accumulating into like a 2-year feud where Buddy Rose has a heart attack in the ring and dies after a 30-minute classic. There you go.
That's all a right, somber. That's a somber ending.
Well, I mean, he died on top, right? Carrying the WWF.
Sure.
That'd been classic. Would have missed, and it would have been right after all the AWA classic matches, so we still have those to treasure.
I know, it's just kind of sad that he's going to die in the ring. That's, I don't want to think about that.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, Greeny, what do we got?
Okay, this one is for you, JT. It's from Something Savage. He wants you to rebook the cast of Seinfeld using larger-than-life 80s-era WWE characters only, and feel free to include as many supporting cast members as you'd like, including Newman and the Costanzas.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, Green, you're going to have to help me out with this one.
Let's do this.
All right. I think Piper is Seinfeld.
See, I was thinking Piper would be Kramer.
Yeah, but he's not goofy. He's more, like, witty and kind of a dick.
True.
He's the lead dog.
I think, Missy Hyatt wasn't in WWE. I was going to say she'd be perfect for Elaine.
Yes. 80s larger than life. We don't have too many women to work with. I mean, we got Sherry.
No.
Sherry Martel would be awesome.
Yeah, I think we'd go Sherry. Because
yeah,
Liz doesn't really
go Sherry.
No. I think Moolah is definitely Estelle Costanza.
Yes.
Who would you have then? Freddie Blassie?
Yeah, that's a good Frank.
Frank, yeah.
Freddie and Moolah.
Blassie.
What do you think
of... Who's George?
I'm trying to think who...
Bobby Heenan.
Who's the loser? Yes. Yes.
Heenan's like the ultimate George. Just like thrifty, you know, always try to get over on everyone and always comes up short in the end.
Right. Now, we have to have Slick playing Jackie Chiles.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We can go that way. So we just need Kramer, though. Who's a good Kramer? Who is Dr. D? See, I mean, just based on these TNT episodes.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy outside the box.
Yeah. That might be.
And then your. I know this was a woman, but or was it? Who's the one? Like, what do they call him? The person who gets too close when they talk to you.
The close talker was a guy.
The close talker
was a guy. That's Jake the Snake, because you can barely hear him.
There you go. Good close talker. What about Newman?
I think Mr. Wonderful will be good as Putty.
yeah, he's an arch nemesis. Who do we got for Newman? Morocco, fat slob,
yeah.
Or Albano? Albano's Newman. All day.
Perfect. Perfect.
And then who would be your soup Nazi?
Vince. Fuji.
No, Vince wasn't that kind of character in the '80s.
Fuji could be a soup Nazi.
Sure.
No soup for you. I think Bobby is George and Albano is Newman are our best two castings.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, let's get one more, Greeny.
Okay. Our friend Parv would like to know Kurt Hennig or Barry Windham and why?
Ooh. All right, well, go ahead.
I'm going to go Barry Windham, higher peaks. And none of them in the WWF, by the way. He, after kind of slumping after leaving the NWA, came back and revitalized his career as a really great tag wrestler in WCW in the 90s.
Yeah, I mean, they're similar in so many ways in that I feel like they both underachieved what they could have been. I think Windham's a bigger underachiever because he had the look that really could have been more of a star versus Hennig, who was a little bit small once he made it. But when you look at Hennig's like body of work in WWF, there's some good stuff, but so much of his great work came in AWA before. Yeah, I'd probably go Windham too. I love Hennig, but he was more character. I think Windham was better in the ring at his peak, like you said.
I agree.
All right, why don't we wrap up there? So I hope everyone enjoyed our WrestleMania episode. Greeny, I want to thank you for stepping in, filling in for McGinn. Great,
thank
as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Will, I'll see you Sunday. Can't believe it.
I know, man.
Pumped up.
I know.
So one last call to anyone who's going to be at Mania on Sunday. If you're looking for something to do before the show, we'll be having a little bit of a tailgate gathering in one of the lots outside AT&T. So just hit me up on either Twitter or Place Nation on our Facebook page, facebook.com/PlaceMeNation. And if you hook us up there.
I'll be wearing my Triple H Iron Fist t-shirt.
There you go.
Not really.
Scott Criscola's got the only Iron Fist for Triple H. But so if you hit me up, we'll make sure we get you in touch with the group and you can meet us up in the lot and hang out for a little while before we head into the arena, to AT&T Stadium. So for Greeny, for Will, I'm JT. Everyone, just be a fan. Enjoy Mania. Why not? What do you get to lose at this point? Enjoy the weekend. Tons of festivities. Tons of shows to get your wrestling habit, your wrestling kick filled for the weekend. Until 2 weeks from now, Will, Greeny, JT, we're out. We'll talk to you.
Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you want to stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate.
That's how we do.
Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow.
Shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax.
Welcome to my house, baby. Take control now. We can't even slow down.
Hit the brakes,
we don't have to.
can't last if I'm smoking on a crack pipe. And I won't be a product of my genre. My mind will always be stronger.